The motor industry says the government's new rebate scheme for electric vehicles will not tempt most New Zealand car buyers. From next month, people buying new imported EVs could get more than $8,000 back, funded from a levy on people who buy high-emitting, gas-guzzling vehicles. But a retailer warns it will just be a sugar rush that wears off quickly. National's transport spokesperson Michael Woodhouse is less than impressed.
We welcome incentives, but my concern is that so many New Zealanders, tradies, large families, people in rural and remote areas are going to be asked to pay for this, but not actually have the choice to benefit from it. In essence, it's a reverse Robin Hood system. They're taking from the poor to give to the rich, and that's just not right.
Shortly we'll hear from the Transport Minister, Michael Wood, but first, this from Hamish Cardwell.
David Boot owns and runs electric vehicle retailer EV City in Christchurch. He opened the shop at midday and says the announcement of government rebates for imported new and used EVs had an immediate effect.
By about 12:30, we'd sold our first vehicle due to the release of the information. Finished the day on 7 sales, which is probably 4 more than we would normally do on a Sunday.
From July the 1st, people buying imported new EVs can get a rebate of more than $8,500. For used ones, it is just about $3,500. New plug-in hybrids attract about a $5,700 rebate, while for used, it's $2,300. John, who owns a hybrid and was window shopping at a Wellington car dealership when I caught up with him, doesn't like the idea.
No, I think that's a bit silly. I think people should pay for what they buy. Don't think government's not part of it.
But most others think it's a great idea.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time, really, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? It's the way the world's going at the minute. Everything's going electric, so, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, they've got to encourage it. They really have to, you know, some incentives.
Wellingtonian Yannick Grundy says it could put an EV within his reach.
I made a commitment to myself a few years ago that my first car would be an electric car, and I think this makes it a lot more possible for people like myself to make that a reality.
Abby Askey says the rebate on second-hand imported EVs is the game-changer.
I think we've looked up, like, what's the one that you're obsessed with?
Nissan Leaf.
The Nissan Leaf. Yeah. You can get for, I think, 16,000 used. Like, that's a huge amount, especially when the running costs are then so low.
But EV City owner David Boot says while the announcement gives the industry a real shot in the arm, it may not last long. He says retailers rushing into the EV market will push up demand and therefore prices. The Motor Trade Association represents the auto industry, and its chief executive, Craig Pormore, says the rebate will not be enough for many consumers to make the switch to electric. He says you can get a really good new petrol car for about $30,000, compared to new EVs at around $68,000.
Even if I take the 8K subsidy off that, that's still a 20K difference on a new EV in some instances. So whilst it's a great leap forward, there's still a big gap between the price of that new EV and a very, very good model, petrol or diesel.
Craig Pormare says most New Zealanders just do not buy new cars. And he says New Zealand is near the bottom of the queue for EVs, which are in huge international demand.
Our members who sell cars would love to get their hands on as many EVs as they can. The big manufacturers overseas are saying this side of 2030, it's highly unlikely that we'll be able to produce enough, certainly along the lines that the government is looking for.
He is disappointed the standard hybrids that you see a lot in New Zealand, like the ones used by taxi and Uber drivers, are not covered by the rebate. The government will finance the rebates by slapping a fee on larger gas-guzzling vehicles beginning next year. Federated Farmers President Andrew Hoggard says there are no EV alternatives available for the heavier types of vehicles farmers and tradespeople use, and there is unlikely to be any for at least 4 years.
Basically, it's just going to be an additional cost, and I guess what I'd like to see is, you know, some sort of waiver until there are those alternatives on the market.
Andrew Hoggard says it is unfair to ping people needing vehicles for work.
But everyone else that wants to buy a double cab Ranger just to drive it into, you know, the middle of Wellington and park it up so they look cool, you're going to get slapped with it.
But Andrew from Wellington says the move is good for the environment and farmers and tradespeople just have to suck it up.
Life's not fair, eh? Do you know what I mean? So, like, it is what it is. You just got to take it on the chin, like.
The scheme is predicted to bring an additional 19,000 clean vehicles into the country's vehicle fleet in the first year of operation. To qualify, cars must cost less than $80,000 and have at least a 3-star safety rating. The rebates will also expand from January the 1st to include low emissions vehicles, not just electric and plug-in hybrids.